Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Saturday, champion. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast, the Everyday Saturday Show. Let's dive right into it right now. I want to take you back. It's a throwback Thursday. I know I said happy Saturday. Everyday Saturday. And I want to share with you a story that will inspire you. And I'm going to show you how this whole momentum thing really works to your benefit when you just have a little bit of faith and take just a little bit of action. And how stuff starts to conspire, man. I can't explain it. I'm just don't shoot the messenger. I'm here to share the good news with you, baby, each and every day. If you're just tuning in, we got a lot of new listeners all around the world. Thank you so much. I really, really, really appreciate it as I have my large Dunkin' coffee, one pump of pumpkin swirl now is out in the fall, three cream from the Kroger parking lot in Cincinnati. It's where I do the show. I know, 15 million downloads from a Kroger parking lot. It's not possible. Well, all you got to do is talk, baby. That's all you got to do is talk. You can be an ex-stuttering college dropout and just have a little bit of a message. So I'll take you back to 2007. I just quit my job the second time. When I say I burned the bridge, that's not even accurate. I blew the damn thing up. There was no going back. There just was no going back. So I had to figure out this whole speaker thing because I'd put myself out there, not yet literally put myself out there, but just figuratively saying, I'm going to go make every day Saturday. Okay, well, good luck to you there, pal. So I started throwing myself into forums. This was before Facebook. Yes, it included MySpace at the time. And I started posting in all these personal development forums, internet marketing forums that had a personal development motivational slide to them. I mean, God, if Facebook was around then, it would have been so much easier because they've segmented all that stuff. So anyway, I'm in forums and posting and putting my link at the bottom. Anybody want to, free coaching call, all that stuff. I had no idea what I was going to say if anybody actually got on the phone. And so Joel Kamm was really a big name internet marketer back in this period of time, and I was a no name non marketer. Had never sold a dime on the internet. I didn't even have a website. So Joel had this thing called the Next Internet Millionaire, I think was the name of it. It's probably some of it still on YouTube. You can search it, and it was kind of a play off the what's that show with Regis? The Internet, The Next Millionaire, something like that. Really popular back at that time with Regis Philbin and The Next Millionaire. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That's what it was. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? This was kind of like Who Wants to Be an Internet Millionaire? And so you had to submit videos to audition for and why you thought you could be the next Internet Millionaire. And then if you made it through that first phase, you got to the second one, and then ultimately Joel had an event in Denver for a week, and all of these gurus were out there, Mike Filsaime, Perry Marshall, all these big, I mean, these are big time. If you think back to 2007, these are really big internet marketing names. They're like the Gary V and the Grant Cardones of, the internet back in that period of time. So I was like, wow, so I got to get through this first audition. And I just put a video on YouTube. Now, this was 2007. I just launched my YouTube channel in 2007. April of 2007 was my very first YouTube video. If you want to see the video I did, it's out there. It's from my landing page at Every Day is Saturday. It's the very first video I did. It's on my channel. Just search by oldest. Go all the way back to 2007. You'll see the very first one I did from the church lobby asking people to enter their name and email to download my best-selling ebook. It's not even possible to have a best-selling ebook. That's free. So I was submitting my video. Great. Submitted it. And I'm just going to get through all the fast forward to keep the story shorter. And so I get a notification back that first round. Notifications were going out like a week later. And I got picked to go to the next round. And if I made it through the next round, I would go to Denver And then I would be with these 11 other, there was 12 total, 11 other wannabe internet millionaires, and they were going to pick one to be the next internet millionaire. Oh, my God. And I could see myself holding up the trophy and all that good stuff. So, and then, oh, and then you got to do, then the big thing was you got to, aside from being coached by all these gurus out there, you had to submit your idea and your passion. And I figured, well, this every day, Saturday is a slam dunk. What a great story it is. And then you got to do a product launch with, I think it was Joel or somebody else, would launch your product. I'm like, oh, my God, this is everything I need. So I shot the second video, and I had my buddy at church who I used to throw 20 bucks to, who was really a video editing genius with. He had all the church equipment. That's why I shot my intro video in the church lobby for my landing page, because he had all the equipment there anyway. So, oh, man, back in the day, you could throw somebody 20 bucks and get a great video done. So I threw him 20 bucks again. We did another video for the next internet marketing millionaire and sent it out to Denver, put it on YouTube, sent him the link. And I remember it was a Saturday morning. They were going to let everybody know if they got through the second round. And so that previous day, like Friday, I get into the Warrior Forum, which was an internet marketing forum that I was part of and posting in, and a lot of great people in there. Again, a lot of great internet marketers got their start in the Warrior Forum. And I remember reading a thread about the next internet millionaire contestants and the whole contest, and people like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think? Who's left in the running? And they were naming people who were the finalists, because it was on a page. Like, these are the 60 or so finalists. They're going to narrow it down to people who get to go to Denver. And I remember seeing my name, like, oh God, what are people saying about me? My God, to say I was a nobody would be giving me credit for actually being somebody. I was an absolute nobody, just started. But I was putting a lot of content out there. I was posting in forums. I was putting content on YouTube, you know, and creating videos. And my podcast was out there, you know. But I was an absolute no. It's like some guy at, you know, just Target. You just nobody, just walking around. I was absolute zero. And so somebody said, "Oh well, if they're going to let people like Sam Crowley in, I didn't know they were letting professionals in." What? I read the line again, backwards and forwards, like four times. Like, are you kidding? What? Professional? You've got, guys, 2007, I can't even communicate this. I had like 14 cents in my checking account. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was fumbling, bumbling, stumbling all over there. But I had a podcast out there, and I don't think anybody else even knew what a podcast was, let alone had one out there. And I had framed myself as an international motivational speaker. Thank God I just got my passport renewed that summer so I could actually be legit to be international. But I was kind of putting content out there, and this is why I tell all my clients, and I'm telling you the same thing. Once you start putting the content out there and you've got confidence, boy, I had a real air of confidence about me. Not arrogant, just an air of confidence that I was going for it. Like, I was going to inspire you, come hell or high water. I was creating every day of Saturday, and I was going to motivate. And perception is 9/10 of the law. That's the message, like, today for you, that there's this inner voice that tells us, we're not good enough, man. You're just, who do you think you are? Like, stop. You can't do this. Who do you think? You're not Tony Robbins. What do you think you're going to be doing out there? You're stupid. You know, you're stuttering. And that's what all the inner voice I had in my mind. And I was scared out of my mind because I just quit my job. I had no income coming in. I had 3 kids under the age of 6 years old. And all these negative thoughts. And then I read that, well, hey, if they're going to let Sam Crowley in there, then I thought this was for amateurs, not professionals. You got to be kidding me. I still laugh. I can't stop laughing thinking of that thought. Professional. Oh, my God. I was working like a dog, making no money, blowing through my 401k like a drunken sailor on a weekend leave. And I was the furthest thing. But you know what that gave me? I can't even say that without. I still don't even consider myself a professional, man. I just don't have that pretense about it. But maybe that's why the show does so well, because I don't have that pretense about me. I don't know. But anyway, here's my point for you. And this is why I tell all my clients. Once you get going, man, and you create momentum, you have this now. You've got this thing going on. You know, it's hard to describe, but people look at you from the outside and go, wow, look at that. Look at that funnel they got. Look at that landing page. Look at that podcast video, Facebook Live, LinkedIn profile. Look at all that, man. They got it going on. All you got to do is step into your greatness, man. And this isn't some pie in the sky. It is true. All you have to do is step into your greatness, and greatness is a subjective term, and it is an inside job. Because if you believe on the inside that you can deliver value, what comes across on the outside is magnified times 1,000. And that's what I found out from that summer of 2007, that what I felt on the inside, I really did. And I know I joke about like I was a loser with 14 cents in my checking account, but I really felt in my heart of hearts that I could help people go through massive transition. Because I'd just gone through it with the bankruptcy, quitting my job and all that. But I mean, it was just my story. All I wanted to do was share my story. And if I had to go get another job, then I'd get another job somehow, some way. I almost had to go back a few times and get another job. I mean, I wasn't out of the woods for a long time. So I really want to encourage you to don't let the inner voice sabotage what people see on the outside, because what's on the outside, man, that's pure gold. You're giving away, you're oozing value, you're oozing positive energy, and regardless of what that inner voice, the enemy that tries to steal that from the inside, it ain't gonna happen, man. Now, I'd love to tell you that the next day, that Saturday, I looked at the list. I woke up at about 6 a.m. because they were posting the list of finalists, the final 12 that were going to Denver. And I got up at 6 a.m. I ran down to my office because there was no phones with internet at the time. And I logged on, and I wasn't one of the finalists. So didn't have a happy ending in that respect, in the sense that I didn't get picked. I'm like, hey, wait. And you know what I said? I'm a professional. I thought, why am I not going to Denver? But it didn't matter because the game had already been won for me in my mind, and that I was in this. It just happened to be in this forum where people were talking about this contest and this, because it really had a lot of marketing buzz around the internet. And you know what? Here's the funny thing too. Joel Kamm and I are now really good friends. Like, we talk a lot. And I didn't know Joel from Adam. He was just kind of on that, you know, huge Mount Rushmore of internet marketers 12 years ago. And he and I now are good friends because we've shared the stage at a number of events. How about that? We actually shared the stage at events. And Joel reaches out. He actually sent me a shirt. It says, every day is Saturday. I put it on my Facebook page a few months back. He sent me a shirt just because he was thinking about me. He saw a shirt that said, every day is Saturday, and sent it to me. It's so cool how everything works in your favor when you take a step forward in faith. And somebody who, you know, was putting together a contest in 2007 that had a 10-year head start on me and on the internet is now a buddy of mine that we chat on the phone a lot, only because I decided to put myself out there. And Joel didn't know that I shared this story with him backstage at one of the events one time about that. He just got a kick out of it. He's a real humble dude, really great guy. I've met so many great people along the way who just want to add value out there and get their message out. You know, I'd like to help you get your message out as well. I say it on every show. It's very simple. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book a 30-minute call with me. It will be me. I'm going to call you on my cell phone. And I'll show you very simple steps on how you can monetize your message, just like I did back in the day and continue to do with my clients. So I'd love to chat with you. But I hope this story did definitely planted the seed of inspiration inside of you that you, yes, you. Once you start and you start taking action, creating some momentum, good things are going to happen for you. I know it. I just know for a fact good things are going to happen for you. So don't be afraid. Put yourself out there. And you got a message, man. Don't die with it still in you. Too many people do that. Don't die with the music still in you. Okay? Get out there. Get after it. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.